From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. She's made fans out of critics and David Byrne alike. Dallas native St. Vincent returns with a pretty stunning first taste from her forthcoming new album. Also, Sam Baker only started releasing music when he hit 50, but in a short time, the Austin singer has cemented himself as a singular talent. KUT's David Brown talks with Baker about Sam's extraordinary story and his outlook on life.
You know, I've, for the most part, have accepted that the world is a place of great beauty and great tragedy, and it's all mixed together, and we all get our share of each.
From Austin to New York and back to Austin, Brazos stopped by Studio 1A to play a pair of songs from their album Saltwater, plus Jimmy Vaughn, Grammy News, and a listener repairs Marsha Ball's piano as the Austin Music Experience gets underway. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Today on the program, Sam Baker tells his amazing story and talks about his critically acclaimed new album, Say Grace. Brazos and Jimmy Vaughn both stopped by Studio 1A for a few live songs, but we like to kick off the show with new music, and we have something pretty amazing here, Annie Clark. You know her as St. Vincent. February 25th is the release date for her fourth album, and she wrote this new song right here in South Austin. Annie has a great quote about this new album. "I wanted to make a party record you could play at a funeral." This is new from St. Vincent on the Austin Music Experience. It's called Birth in Reverse.
This too will haunt me.
Following her year-long collaboration with David Byrne, St. Vincent is back. The first song from her forthcoming fourth album is called Birth in Reverse, and that's what we just heard. St. Vincent just received Smithsonian's 2013 Ingenuity Award in the Performing Arts category, and we congratulate her, and we're happy to say that the Dallasite wrote that song right here in South Austin. We continue on the Austin Music Experience with Austinite Conrad Wirt, who's known as Possessed by Paul James. We played a live track from Possessed by Paul James a few weeks ago on the Austin Music Experience. Conrad is a one-man band, but on this new album, some session musicians help out, including Lloyd Maines. The album is called There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely. On the Austin Music Experience, this is Possessed by Paul James.
I stand here alone in my bed, holding to a memory. Your touch and your smell, oh, I'm losing my mind. You look too good for me to be, or standing in your shadow. Let's turn off the music, or here comes your drum. The drum, the drum, the drum. All the songs we used to sing of better days, or once in our lives. These are the songs we used to sing, so don't forget about it.
Listen to me. These are the times that are toughest on your soul. But she kept crying, said that's a fine conclusion. Just tell me, when did I lose my self-control? I said, hold on to your
Let's hear it for Power Pop. Let's hear it for Ron Flint, who you just heard on the Austin Music Experience, going old school on us. His new single is actually a 7-inch piece of vinyl, and that was the A-side. Ron used to play in the Tulsa band 2020 in the late 70s. He came to the live music capital and started a recording studio, Jumping Dog Recording Studio, where that was cut. And preceded by Possessed by Paul James. Songs We Used to Sing is from Conrad Wirt. He's Possessed by Paul James. He's a teacher by day and a musician by night. And that song is from his new album, There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely. Coming up, Brazos return to their native Austin and bring a sound that was inspired by both Fela Kuti and Moby Dick. That's Moby Dick, the literary novel, not the Led Zeppelin song, but there's some pretty awesome drumming in those Brazos tunes. Plus, Sam Baker talks about storytelling, Philadelphia's Man Man bang on our Studio 1A piano, and speaking of pianos, Marsha Ball got a new one courtesy of an avid fan. Stay with us. Thank you. From the live music capital of the world, this is the Austin Music Experience.
I'm Jason Mellard with the Center for Texas Music History at Texas State University in San Marcos. This week in Texas Music History, we'll celebrate an opera singer who also had the president's ear. Zelma Watson George was born on December 8, 1903 in Hearne, Texas. Her father was a prominent African-American minister whose house guest included such notable figures as Booker T. Washington. As a young woman, Zelma Watson George moved to Chicago to study sociology and music. In 1949, she performed in Giancarlo Minotti's opera, The Medium.
Up in the sky, someone is playing a trombone and a guitar. Red is your tie, I ring your velvet in court. You hide a star. Monica, Monica, dance the waltz. Monica, Monica, dance the waltz. For a moment, moon and sun, keep time with me.
Zelma Watson George was involved in many other projects besides music. In 1954, she earned a PhD in sociology and became a social worker, activist, and a university dean. She also advised President Dwight Eisenhower, served as an ambassador to the United Nations, and attended international conferences on African culture before she died in 1994.
This week in Texas Music History is made possible in part with support from Humanities Texas.
With your weekly roundup of Austin music news, I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your sound check. Looks like it's award season here in Austin, and for one award show, it's time to cast your vote. Last month, it was announced that this year's NME Awards is being sponsored by the live music capital of the world. The awards, put on by the British music magazine NME, take place in London on February 26, and the collaboration is being heralded as the first of its kind. Now voting is open. The 21 categories include awards for Best Solo Artist, Best Album, Best Music Video, and so on. And there's also awards you don't typically see, like Best Live Band, Villain of the Year, and Best International Band supported by Austin, Texas. You can see the full list and vote at nme.com/awards. And speaking of awards, one local singer-songwriter just received one. Alejandro Rose Garcia, aka Shaky Graves, just won Best New Male Artist from the website bestnewbands.com. Entertainment website Austin 360 reports it appears the site is run by ex-industry professionals from some of the country's major cities. Bands like Churches and Lord won similar awards for Best New Band and Best New Female Artist, respectively. If you're looking for a chance to see the newly crowned and ever-charming Graves play, he's got two end-of-year shows at Austin's The Parish with fellow Texans Danny Malone, Whiskey Shivers, and Robert Ellis. And not to be forgotten, the Grammy nominees are out, and some Austin and Texas artists are up for a pretty decent share of this year's awards. Blues rocker Gary Clark Jr. is up for two awards, Best Rock Song for Ain't Messin' Around, and a nomination in the Best R&B Performance category. Central Texan Sarah Jarosz received two nods, Best Folk Record and Best Roots Song. Austin's The Green Cards also made it on the Best Folk Record list for their album Sweetheart of the Sun. And also on the Texas list is Austin's James Cotton. He earned a spot in the Best Blues Album category. The 56th Annual Grammy Awards are set for January 26th. In Austin, I'm Tyler Pratt, and you're listening to the Austin Music Experience. Give it up now. Play it cool. All the rules that you use and
abuse. I'm Jenny Denberg. Coming up, a listener shares his favorite Austin music experience, and we'll tell you how you can share yours and get it on this program. But first, we want to celebrate with Jimmy Vaughn his 50 years of performance. He is in the midst of five shows at the Continental Club, and I don't know if Jimmy's ever cut this song on one of his records, but it's a great cover of Clarence Gatemouth Brown's Dirty Work at the Crossroads, recorded in our Studio 1A.
Dirty work at the crossroads. what a sad affair. That's why you got me crying. It's more than a heart can bear. I know you didn't love me, baby, and my best friend you did adore. I know you didn't love me, baby. You know I'm gonna be okay, baby. Although my poor heart is sore. Why'd you do it, baby? Why'd you do it? Sad affair. Dirty work at the crossroads. Lord, what a sad affair. That's why you got me crying. It's more than a
The mighty Jimmy Vaughn with a version of Clarence Gatemouth Brown's Dirty Work at the Crossroads, which Jimmy first performed at Eric Clapton's Crossroads Guitar Festival. That take was from Studio 1A. Jimmy Vaughn is celebrating 50 years of performance with a series of shows at the Continental Club. You've got two more chances to see him there, Tuesday and again New Year's Eve. I love what Jimmy said about his 50th anniversary. I followed my dreams and this is what happened. I'm still at it and it's not over. I feel the same way about music today as when I started. I'm crazy about it. So are we, Jimmy. And we're crazy about the band Brazos, which is really a guy named Martin Crane from Austin who moved to Brooklyn like all good indie rockers. His second album is called Saltwater, and this is a live Studio 1A take of one of the songs from that album. The song is called Charm.
See
sweeping out. I feel myself freezing like a water spout. Darling of the shadow skull, where memory hides, waiting for the sight of
studio audience.
That was Brazos, who were in our Studio 1A just a few days ago, and a live take on Charm from originally from the second album, Saltwater. Martin Crane is Brazos. As I said, he moved to New York a few years ago, and KUTX's Jay Trachtenberg talked to Martin about that big change.
So did coming up in the Austin music scene prepare you for New York, or was that, did you get blindsided when you got there?
Yes and no. I mean, the music scene in New York is very much like more pro, and everybody's got their thing, and everybody like dresses a certain way, and like everything is just like more finely polished, which is good and bad. You know, when it's really good, it's really good, and when it's bad, it kind of feels fake. But you know, Austin, there's less of that. So when Austin's bad, it's endearingly bad, you know? And when it's good, it's like raggedly, you know, patchworked.
Thank you. Man on the Austin Music Experience with a version of their song Head On, recorded live in Studio 1A and also featured on their latest album, their fifth, on Oni Pond. Man started out definitely in a more experimental vein, but you can hear that they're going into more of a piano pop direction on Head On. And they were preceded by Brazos and the second song in their Studio 1A session, How the Ranks Was Won. Every week on the Austin Music Experience, we have a feature that we call the Austin Music Experience. It just came to us. But this is an opportunity for people to share their most notable, unforgettable, one-of-a-kind Austin music experiences. We'd love for you to share yours, and we'll tell you how after this.
Hello, my name is Daniel King. Everybody calls me Danny. I moved to Austin in 1982 as a performing musician. I decided to quit playing after a while, but shortly later found myself learning to rebuild pianos. One day I got a call from a fellow technician, and she said, "Danny, I tune and regulate Marsha Ball's pianos, and during that past storm, the roof to her studio was torn up, and rain poured down inside her studio grand. Oh, boy. So we booked it in for belly work and restringing. Everything went well. Now with the work done, Marsha was out on tour, and I thought, I have a little time. I'm going to make it pretty again for her as a surprise. No charge, you know, after all, this is Marsha Ball's piano. Being her rehearsal piano, it looked a bit rough, you know, from slinging guitar cases and saxophones and, you know, standard musician stuff. Marsha got back in town, and we set up delivery for it. So the piano movers and I, we got it in her studio and sat it up. Marsha came in, sat down, and began playing. And playing. And playing. Just for me and the two movers, we were blown away. Finally, she looked up at me and said, "Oh, Danny, oh, Danny." Then I got a hug from Marsha Ball. By the way, she never said a word about it looking nice again. The mark of the true musician. It's not how it looks, it's how it plays and sounds.
Party started at 4 o'clock, went to the midnight hour. Everybody got so high, they couldn't get much higher. Landlord come at 6 and 10, said last time I told you. 12 o'clock I'm calling a cop, and this party better be over. Now pass enough of that stuff, I'm gonna tell a whole.
Now how many people can say they gave Marsha Ball a piano? Not many, but you can probably say something very unique about an experience you've had here with Austin Music. We want to know about it. We've even set up a hotline for you, 1-800-535-5533, 1-800-535-5533. Give us a call, give us your spiel, and we might feature you next week on the Austin Music Experience. Coming up, tragedy, recovery, redemption. They're all a part of Sam Baker's story. KUT's David Brown has an in-depth profile on the Austin singer-songwriter as the Austin Music Experience continues. This is the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jody Denberg. Sam Baker's Say Grace was named one of the year's best country albums by Rolling Stone magazine this week. I wouldn't call it country, I'd call it more Americana, but the story is amazing either way. And David Brown of KUT News recently sat down with Sam Baker to talk about Say Grace.
Almost 30 years ago, Sam Baker was traveling on a train in Peru when a terrorist bomb exploded, nearly killing him. After countless surgeries and years of therapy, Sam Baker not only worked out what it means to survive, but to thrive. He is considered by some to be the most compelling songwriter in America today. He describes his new album, Say Grace, as part of an ongoing healing process.
Sam Baker, you've written that I should have died, but I didn't. What happened? What happened in Peru?
Well, it was a beautiful train in Cusco, Peru, is like at 10,000 feet, and it was a tourist train that that goes up to Machu Picchu, and we had all got on board, and you know, it was a narrow gauge, so two people faced two people, and so I was by the aisle, and this German boy, I don't know exactly his age, but he was a teenager probably, and his mother was across from him, and his father was across me, and I talked to him for a minute, and you know, he spoke English and Spanish and obviously German. The bomb was above his poor mother's head. It was a backpack. My pals told me it was a red backpack that we didn't see. And, you know, we'd been pretty alert, but we missed it. I spoke briefly to the boy, and then the bomb went off, and it killed the mother fast because it was so close to her head, and then killed the father pretty fast, and then killed that little boy. But it took a little bit longer for him to die, and then it killed a number of other people, including a teenage girl. It didn't kill her that day. She died later. I had a cut artery, cut vein, blew my ears in, blew the top of my hand off, blew the back of my arm off. You know, it's like a whole bunch of stuff. And yeah, I mean, you get a cut artery at 10,000 feet in South America, you probably should die.
What conclusions do you come to, though, for your own sort of peace of mind? I would imagine it makes every day more precious.
You know, for a long time, I was so bitter and angry about everything I lost. It took time, I think. And then at some point, I shifted into a place where I was grateful for what I had left and not bitter about what was gone. And I think the moment that I shifted into gratitude from anger and bitterness, then I was able to really be more at peace with the world and try to come up with a way of living that might be helpful to others.
Let us go into the dark, not afraid, not alone. Let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Let us hope by some good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
You know, I, for the most part, have accepted that the world is a place of great beauty and great tragedy, and it's all mixed together. And we all get our share of each.
Not all the songs you do are sad. You know, and it's really important to point that out. In fact, one of the first songs on this new album that I heard by you, I laughed out loud, you know. And it was a song about a blue-collar working-class guy who's been thinking about his wife.
Oh, wow. Yeah, Ditch. Hey, look, I spent a big part of my life on job sites. The underground guys, David, have a hard, hard job.
You know? When you say underground guys,
Ditch guys, people that dig trenches.
So you mean literally underground?
Yeah, underground guys. I mean, this beautiful building we're in, there's a lot of stuff that comes into the building, water, power. Most of that comes underground. There's a lot of stuff that goes out, water, sewage, all that stuff. Somebody has to dig the trenches and lay that pipe.
I'm crawling back down in the ditch today. I got a crazy ass wife, got a baby on the way. I'm glad I got work, I'm glad I got pay. I'm crawling back down in the ditch today.
And then when they're down there, they got stuff hanging over their heads, they got pipe and stuff. That's just a hard job.
And of course, all this is ringing like huge metaphor. I mean, with the stuff hanging over their heads.
Right.
The explosiveness and all that kind of stuff.
It is. And then everybody's got their home life.
My wife, God bless her, and for what it's worth, she thinks she and Taylor Swift
twins at birth, separated at birth. Earth the wife to earth.
And so she's unsettled and she's unsettled.
But what's beautiful is that this guy realizes how futile it is to even try to convince her of her own delusion. You know what I mean?
No, but what he does say is, I'm glad I got work and I'm glad I got paid.
There's a lot packed into that idea of being grateful.
Uh-huh, there is.
And you see it.
Yeah.
What is it?
That's the only thing that got me through, that turned the corner for me. Just the absence, I think, of suffering is paradise. Now, that's almost too simple, because with that absence of suffering, I think for me that means that I need to give something back.
Have you ever heard folks say that your music is deceptively simple?
No. And what would that mean?
I don't want to pollute your thought about nothing out here. So, but
what does that mean, do you think?
You know, when I read that, and forgive me for passing this along, but when I read that, I thought, yeah, I get that. When you hear one of your songs, it's often sparse.
Right.
The lyrics are very direct. And then before you know it, it's like, well, not only do you feel like you've heard it somehow before, but then you're just knocked back, like, oh.
There's a beautiful woman, walks with a limp. He calls her his princess, he calls her his gimp. She calls him a fat man, calls him a pimp. She teaches first graders, got a beautiful limp. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? Touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand?
I don't know. You know,
some songs just have all the icing on top, you know, and you're sort of working your way through the icing.
Right.
Yours doesn't have a whole lot of icing.
Can we use that in my press release? Honest, I'm not kidding. I'm sorry.
Now, why are you reacting to that?
Because I love that for some reason. That makes me happy. You know, David, I try to take stuff out.
You take stuff out.
Yeah, I try to get things down to what is essential. Edit down to a point. If I take one more thing out, the frame begins to fall. Mm. You know, if the emotional bridge is too long, then I have to put something back in.
Sam Baker, yours is a remarkable story, but I think it's also just the music is really stunning. Thank you so much for sharing your stories and your music with the rest of us. We appreciate it.
David, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be here.
Glory, hallelujah, my sisters and my brothers. She wears fishnet, he wears leather, when the boys are at his mother's. There's a beautiful woman, she walks with a limp. He calls her his princess, he calls her his gimp. She calls him a fat man, calls him her pimp. She teaches first graders, got a beautiful limp. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? She touches his face, he holds her hand. Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? Isn't love great? Isn't love grand? Thank you.
Sam Baker. His new album is called Say Grace. As I mentioned, it was named one of the year's best country albums by Rolling Stone. Sam Baker plays Sundays in December at Strange Brew at 5 o'clock. Before we close up shop, a couple of listeners reached out to me and they wanted to hear the Rick Danko Cactus Cafe performance we played on the program from our archives last week. It's a good time to tell you, you can listen to all of our past shows online in the Austin Music Experience section of KUTX.org. Yes, we've moved into the 21st century. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/AustinMusicExperience and let us know what you think of the show. The Austin Music Experience is a production of KUTX Austin, produced by Art Levy and Haley Howell, with assistance from Tyler Pratt. Our live music engineers are Cliff Hargrove and Casey Cheek. I'm Jody Denberg. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are.